WSCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Senate set to vote this week on a $95 billion foreign aid package that the House approved this weekend, including new funding for Ukraine and Israel. A handful of hardline conservatives now threatening to try to oust Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson for relying on Democratic votes to pass the legislation. But House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul, Republican, telling ABC's This Week he supports the speaker.
I am so proud of the Speaker Mike Johnson. He went through a transformation. At the end of the day, a profile and courage is putting the nation above yourself. And that's what he did.
A Memphis block party turning deadly. About 200 to 300 people gathered. Then somebody pulled a gun. Two dead at the scene. Six injured. No suspects or known motive. Police officer shot early this morning after going home from his shift in Chicago. His car was stolen. No known suspects. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Federal incentives are helping pay for new renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moan with more.
Stane County is no stranger to embracing clean energy, but federal aid from policies like the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law spurring more activity. County Executive Joe Parisi says there have been past government credits for things like solar installations, but he adds the latest approach is more expansive.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
For example, a local construction company put solar arrays on several of its facilities. He says the new credits speed up the pace of reimbursements, creating more energy savings in the near future. Federal officials say demand has been strong for programs offering the aid, but Parisi says one challenge is creating broader awareness so that under-resourced areas can apply. Beyond clean energy, Parisi says the federal government's push for more made-in-America manufacturing creates opportunities for local plants and regional economies.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
National polling shows Americans are greatly concerned about things like inflation, but Parisi says these long-term investments stand to help reduce operating expenses for government agencies and businesses, hopefully keeping local taxes in check while providing savings for consumers. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Brewers win again in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with 18 hits against the Cardinals yesterday. Home runs for Bryce Terang, Reese Hoskins, Jackson Churio, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone. Back to back go the Brewers. Jackson Churio hits number four on a 1-2 pitch. Churio goes the other way.
They have definitely figured out something.
The Brewers with a 12-5 win over the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins.
You know, I think we wanted to come out and try to punch first. William getting us going, getting a guy on. You know, the hitters to get pitches in the middle of the zone is pressure on the base pass. So let's say pressure on the base pass gets the hitters good pitches, and we didn't miss today.
NBA, the Bucks held practices preparing to host the Pacers. Game one of their playoff series begins tonight.
I thought it was a good week. Great preparation. Thought we got some decent conditioning in. Yeah, I thought it was a good week.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Freezing conditions early, sunny skies, lower 60s in the afternoon with a northwest breeze. Clear skies tonight as lows bottom out in the lower to middle 30s. A little frost will be possible once again. Then we'll see more clouds on Monday, highs in the mid 60s. It's 42 at our studios.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Good morning, everybody. A tribute to Hank Mancini. And his most famous, I think, is Moon River, 1961. Simple song. It's only 10 lines long, but there's a story there, so I thought I'd relate it. Truman Capote wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's a classic. Got an Oscar for Best Song and a couple of Grammys, Record of the Year, Song of the Year. Covered, oh, I don't know, thousands of times. Johnny Mercer did the lyrics. See, what happened was the studio said, I don't think Audrey is a strong enough singer. They wanted to dub somebody else, but Hank Mancini, he said, I'm going to write her an easy song. Took him about a month to write the first three notes. And then after that, everything flowed pretty well. Hank called Johnny Mercer. Johnny wrote lyrics for over 1,500 songs. So a lot of people think, oh, she's singing about the Hudson River. No. It was originally Blue River. He was going to call it Blue River, but the title was already taken. I don't know why that should stop him. So a year later, they renamed river in Burnside Island, Savannah, Johnny's hometown. It overlooked the Back River, and they called it the Moon River now. A year later, after the picture came out, two drifters off to see the world. So, what about huckleberries? Well, Johnny Mercer picked them as a kid. There's a book on Johnny, Portrait of Johnny, The Life of John Herndon Mercer. Yeah, Mark Twain had written about the Mississippi, and that girl in Breakfast at Tiffany was right around that neck of the woods, you see. And combined with that, it kind of just seemed to fit the need. But you know, that's funny, and not really. The song almost didn't make it into the picture. The movie was too long, the screenplay, and they had to cut something. So Paramount Pictures, the releasing studio, said, let's cut that scene on the fire escape outside the apartment. Holly-Golightly's apartment. The preview went pretty good. They were excited about the song. Blake Edwards, Julie's husband, liked it best. And they said, I think we're doing pretty good on this picture. But it was running too long. Something has to be, quote. So, producer said, the song's got to go. Henry went pale. Said, we're stunned. You can't cut Moon River. So guess who put her foot down, Audrey Hepburn? Said, leave the song. And thank goodness she did. It's a good look at the lead character. He's not wearing party dresses here or jewels, just jeans and a sweatshirt. How many recordings do you think there are of Moon River? Make a guess. I can't. I just say thousands. And all of them, oh, Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis, Frank Sinatra. It's Audrey's version that I think are the best. What do you think? By the way, Audrey's home sold for $14 million. And Hank, well, his song lives forever. And not just that one. From Breakfast at Tiffany's. And that song's been the topic of a few jokes, too. Which is really a compliment. They wouldn't do it if nobody heard of it.
me.
Or Jethro. They threw an extra note in there. Count Basie. Jones arranged that for Count Basie.
Hi there, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mary Hart.
And I'm John Tesh. Mancini, his brave battle with cancer finally ended this morning. He died at home in Beverly Hills with his wife Ginny at his side.
At the age of 70, Mancini's life was too short. But for movie fans and music lovers around the world, his legacy will be long. And Leonard Maltin joins us now to pay a special tribute. Leonard?
Well, 4 Oscars, 20 Grammy Awards, nominations for dozens more, plus scores of successful record albums to his name, Henry Mancini never lacked for recognition from his peers or from his public. His was a most extraordinary career in a variety of entertainment media. And what was perhaps just as extraordinary was the fact that it never turned his head. Henry Mancini, the man who composed this lovely tune, the man who created the Pink Panther theme and countless other movie scores and songs, the man whose shelves were overflowing with awards, was still touched that when cancer struck, his colleagues rallied to his side, as he told me just 2 months ago.
The musicians have been so supportive of me.
Well, I think you send out good vibes, if you'll pardon the pun, too.
I try. From when I was a little kid, I tried. My mother used to send out vibes. Boy, you could feel those things way across in the Allegheny River.
His career started in the 1940s, after the Army pulled him from the Juilliard School of Music. He was weaned on the big bands of the era and even married a band singer, Ginny O'Connor. A decade later, he'd earn his first Oscar nomination for arranging the music in The Glenn Miller Story. But it was this music that made him famous, the innovative, jazz-oriented theme to the TV series Peter Gunn. The show also launched a remarkable 36-year collaboration with director-producer Blake Edwards. It spanned such films as Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Pink Panther, and Darling Lily, which starred Edwards' wife, Julie Andrews.
Whistling here in the dark with you.
Mancini had a knack for creating music that worked as part of a movie and stood on its own as well. Perfect example, the surprise instrumental hit The Baby Elephant Walk from Hatari. He also had a knack for picking up Oscars, several in collaboration with lyricist Johnny Mercer. And Mancini made no secret of the fact that some of his best themes were inspired by actress Audrey Hepburn. His personal favorite, Two for the Road. Collaborators in the recording field ran the musical gamut, from James Galway to Luciano Pavarotti. He mastered the entire musical spectrum. Having written both songs and scores before, his ambition for more than a decade was to turn the movie Victor Victoria into a Broadway play. With 20 songs under his belt, the show, set for this winter, was very much on his mind when I spoke to him in April. But as he admitted, cancer shed a new light on that and everything else around him.
When you're ill, your priorities change. That's of course, you know. So mine strangely have changed, and I've it's hard to tell now. I've only been going through this about 6 weeks. So we'll see.
A star-studded 70th birthday tribute the night after our interview was a bittersweet affair for everyone involved, but served as an outpouring of love for this gifted and generous man. Today, Henry Mancini is being mourned. But to paraphrase the lyric from Charade, his music will play on. Of that, there is no doubt.
How do you lose yourself?
do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name.
CivicMedia.us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, and this, the music of the stars. The music of Mancini.
Of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow wine.
I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. There behind me now, where those sad times will never find me, I have the loves of my life. The whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me, and the joy of these autumn days still astounds. Somehow the years of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green.
Find gifts they'll love on Etsy and surprise your favorite person on their birthday with something that says, I know you so well. From personalized jewelry to original decor, find
that. Now here's something on that topic from Betty Davis. On the Music of the Star.
Say in your understanding way what I've always known but never faced the truth. There's a world that's for the young, a time when golden songs are sung, but age can very rarely mix with youth. Well, 50, if you must, to have a mind of 20 seems a little bit unjust. Growing older, feeling younger, what can we do? Time is so fleeting, April fools us, winter rules us, autumn and spring. They have no meeting. Love comes along. There is the danger. Truth is the mirror. Youth is a stranger. Growing older. There's a fact you have to face, that you can't keep up the pace of a man who's maybe 20, 25. But from time to time you find a man who has the kind of mind that makes you feel it's good to be alive. Even so, and autumn comes too soon. Though your mind may pay the piper, it's your body calls the tune. Growing older, feeling younger, what can we do? Time is so fleeting. April fools us. Winter rules us. Autumn and spring, they have no meeting. Love comes.
Mancini now with Francis Albert.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? Man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the
celiac today. Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man
from the Thornbirds.
You know I will follow anywhere the heart goes. I will go until I've known all life can be. Love can hurt when you go. Anywhere the heart goes, don't you know?
Mancini in the movies, A Night Visitor. Music of the Stars. I've got some unknown Mancini here. That was Night Visitor, 1989. What else did we have for? Oh, yeah. Here's a little collection of some tunes that you may know, and I'll have some you never heard. Like from his sci-fi years. Second time around. Here's a trailer from that.
Hi. Have you ever been on a cross-country fun chase stalking He-Man who want to stay Free-Man? Well, Debbie Reynolds has. Come along with her on this glee-for-all free-for-all as a girl who knows all the ropes tries her best to tie the knot.
Because I'm what I am and you're what you are. There are other reasons. Two very important ones.
More important than us?
You see, Debbie's looking for a man her kids can call father.
Toby, love.
Mother, don't grab me when I'm naked.
Second time around, 1961.
Love is lovelier the second time around. Just as wonderful with both feet on the ground.
More comfortable.
glad we met the second time around. I'm so glad we met the second time
of the stars. Henry Mancini wrote a lot of things for movies that maybe you never saw, or if you did, you were going to the theater on maybe your second or third date in your life. But here's the Pink Panther and some unknown Mancini. It's called Shadows of Paris.
That dawn means
some Shot in the Dark, one of the Pink Panther semi-classics. Here's the Ed Sullivan Show with guest Henry Mancini.
Now here is the distinguished composer Henry Mancini. The Academy Award winner has written such hits as The Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, Two for the Road, so many of them. He now plays one of his first big musical hits, Peter Gunn. But first, let's...
Stand by for news on the CBS Radio Network. One more hour of the music at this time.
Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.